Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
From the Eastern Cape to executive boardrooms, Lulu Ngumane has built more than just infrastructure. She's built a real name for herself in one of South Africa's toughest sectors. What am I talking about? Well, construction. As founder and managing director of Chuma Properties and Construction Group, Lulu has turned a single fuel station project in East London into a growing business with a national footprint. With more than 20 years of experience, a soon-to-be-conferred PhD, and a mission to change the face of industry, she is blazing a trail for women entrepreneurs in the so-called built environment. And Lulu joins me now for our weekly Monday look at entrepreneurial success. So Lulu, a very warm welcome to you. And maybe let's start with this. What gave you the courage to leave consulting and start your business from scratch?
Thank you very much, Jeremy, for having me on your program. Well, my journey from management consulting to construction, I started back as a junior project manager in a small consulting firm in East London. I was entrusted with monitoring and implementation of granted municipal funded projects, grant funded projects across the province. So in partnership with the Consolidated Municipal Infrastructure Program, there was a vehicle that was used by the province as a municipal mentoring project. So I was part of that team that was responsible for those impact assessments on these infrastructure projects to say, if you have given this village a 20 million water project, what has been the impact in that community? So I did that in the years 1999, 2000. And in that municipal mentoring project, there was also a team from African International Engineering Firm, which is known today as Oricon. So I was invited by them to be part of their National Management Consolidated Municipal Infrastructure Program. So that was my move from the Eastern Cape to Gauteng. That's basically what was my foundation to really appreciate construction, because we were supervising and monitoring these various construction projects that were funded in various municipalities.
What was your biggest fear in starting your own business and going it alone?
You know, I think I started at the time when big firms, if I can call them, they were looking for smaller BEE firms. So I started when I used to go to big consortiums, and then I would come as this small, so to speak, company that they want to partner with. So I will always have my own package of work that I have to do in a bigger scope of works. So after 3 years, I said I wanted to start my own. And they said, no, go ahead. We'll continue supporting you, but you will not come as an individual, but you'll come as a company. So in 2001, I branched from going to consortiums and then I started my own company.
How difficult was it, Lulu, to fund your first major project? And did you learn any lessons from that process?
Well, Jeremy, funding is always a big problem, if I may say. But with the developer that really identified me, we sort of struck a deal where he sort of funded the first materials that I needed to use on site. And he hired me plant, your excavators, your TLBs, the trucks, and says, you will pay me after the first invoice has been processed. So for me, it was really a smooth start, because on any given project, earthworks, they take a lot of money. So with own plant funded or given an opportunity to use the plant without paying upfront, that was a plus for me. So I was fortunate that I met this developer that trusted me with putting up this structure. So from the first invoice, then that was processed, then it was easy to follow through with the other stages of the project.
Nothing wrong with a bit of luck in business, let me tell you. I want to ask you this question, and I think it's fair to say that construction the world over is male-dominated. How difficult has it been for you to earn respect both on-site and around the boardroom table?
Jeremy, you know, when I started as a junior project manager, I know maybe it might be different from the norm. I was sharing an office with four white males. I was the only female. And I learned from those topics. We used to exchange notes. They would give me business plans to scrutinize. And I learned a lot from them. So by the time I get into the site, I was used already to be the only female in the boardroom amongst these men. So it was not odd. So mine was, there was no misogyny, if I can put it that way, but respect, even in my early years in the built environment sector. So maybe I was fortunate.
And what was the best lesson that those toppies taught you?
Resilience. You know, when we usually go out on site and they will let me go by myself. And today I hear, or not I hear, but there's a challenge of these construction mafias that were not there before. But you would get people that would be so hard to interact with. And they would always say to me, use your interpersonal skills, because we have seen that this is one of your strongest points. So in construction, really interface management is key, because it helps you managing these multiple stakeholders, whether it's your laborers or it's the professional team, suppliers. So basically what I learned from them is to stand firm in your principles of interface management, get everybody on board, involve them. So once you have your stakeholders on board, it gets easier to implement your project throughout the project life cycle without any hurdles.
And Lulu, at what point in your business journey did you realize that this was all actually going to work?
At the time when I had this invite, in fact, it happened over coffee. And he said, no, I've heard your steps in the consulting, but I think you can do well in the construction as well. How is that? Do you think you can handle this project? And I want you to start with this one. There's many more that I want to do, but I want to see you in this one. I scratched my head a bit, but I said, you know what? The only hurdle that I will have is plant. And then he said, no, but if we're going to model it this way, that we are going to provide you or hire you out the plant, and then you can pay us later. And then I said, I'm going for it.
And just a final question, what's your long-term vision or goal for Chuma, and maybe even more broadly for women in construction generally, given that you are a real pathfinder?
I always say, Jeremy, women are graced with unique skills that are critical for meeting today's diverse workforce needs. And if women can be given those opportunities, there are a lot of women that will grab those opportunities with both hands. Just those opportunities must be presented to them. A concerted effort must be made to ring fence an amount of budget and work packages given to women contractors, and they must prove themselves, because I know they are capable of doing so.
And your own company, where are you taking it?
I'm still looking for more mega projects, nationally and internationally.
Nationally and internationally, and I wish you nothing but success. Lulu Ngomani is our Entrepreneur of the Week here on Hot 102.7 Business. I appreciate your time tonight and good luck in the future.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.